My dearly beloved in Christ, this parable, this story of a great supper that has been prepared and the master of the house has invited many people to come to his supper. This parable is one that we find in two places in Scripture, in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 14 that we just read, and also in the 22nd chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, although a few different when our Lord told it, on at least those two occasions, slightly different details. At any rate, what does the Great Supper signify? The very obvious application is to the Holy Eucharist, and that is probably why this gospel is placed today on the Sunday following Corpus Christi. How our divine Lord has provided for us this banquet of his own body and blood. And he said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. Reminding us that we need this spiritual food for our journey through this life, on our path to eternity. We need to be sustained by the nourishment of the body and blood of our divine Lord. But the gospel also can apply to heaven. If you think of a banquet, a magnificent banquet, where a great deal of time and effort has been spent in providing the most excellent foods and the banquet hall itself decorated and perhaps music being played and the elegance of a banquet, that is symbolic of the happiness of heaven, the eternal banquet. But notice in the gospel that those who were invited made excuses and didn't come to the banquet. One had just bought a farm, wanted to go see it. Another had bought 5 yoke of oxen and likewise wanted to see these animals that he bought. And another said he just recently married and couldn't come. And so here you had these excuses, and spiritual writers find in those different excuses the different reasons that keep people from heaven, from following the invitation. So those who were invited rejected the invitation. They didn't come. But all of this food had been prepared, and so the master told his servant to go out, and he says, bring in the poor and the crippled, and the blind, and the lame. So those who were invited rejected their invitation. It was given to others. And that was done. And then the servant said, there's still room. And the master said, go out into the highways and hedges and make them come in so that my house may be filled. We have to be so careful to cooperate with the grace of God. Because if we fail to cooperate, it is like those who were invited who rejected the invitation and someone else took their place. We ourselves may be, so to speak, taking someone else's place, someone who was given the invitation and rejected it. We think of so many people who will say, well, I know you're right, but I won't live that way. I want to live the way I choose to live. And in effect, they reject the invitation that has been extended to them. Some theologians are commenting on this, say that God has determined how many souls he wants to fill the kingdom of heaven with, and that the world will last as long as it takes for heaven to be filled. Some will say even that the number of the just is the same as the number of the fallen angels, and that the just will take the place of the fallen angels. And again, the world will last as long as it takes for souls to cooperate with grace, save their souls, and fill up those thrones in heaven. But again, the important lesson here is we have to be careful we don't reject the invitation that has been given to us. And notice that those who rejected the invitation, their places were taken by the poor and the blind and the crippled, etc. Perhaps indicating those who have not been so blessed. Those who have been blessed and don't cooperate, that invitation is given to others. And so let us make certain that we cooperate with the invitation, cooperating with grace, working out our salvation, and not making excuses. And as the old saying goes, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Amend your life today. Work out your salvation today. Don't put it off for the future is uncertain. And let us especially, as we celebrate Corpus Christi, give thanks to our divine Lord for the banquet of his own body and blood in Holy Communion. Let us receive communion often. Let us make certain that we prepare ourselves to be worthy to receive Holy Communion even daily. What a wonderful banquet our Lord has prepared for us. Let us not reject the invitation. Let us cooperate with his grace, receive Holy Communion fruitfully in this world, that we might thereby merit to share in the banquet in heaven that God has prepared. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.